Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Carl Cloninger with Texas Parks and Wildlife. This morning, we're going to work with Stephanie Prone of American Youth Works. Stephanie, talk to me a little bit. Where are you from?
I'm from Austin, Texas, and I work with a program there called American Youth Works, which is an AmeriCorps-funded program.
How long you been with AmericanYouthWorks?
American Youth Works, I was a member 4 years ago. I joined and did a 1,700-hour volunteer service for them. And then I joined in as a staff member the year after that.
And what made you do that? Why did you want to continue?
Originally, I just kind of wanted to make a change in my life. The current place I wasn't really doing, not really good for anyone or anything. And I really wanted to kind of give back to the community. And I found the ad in a newspaper and was like, oh, that sounds perfect. And just kind of
made a change. Just that simple. Now, when you say, and don't let me put words in your mouth, but when you say maybe my life wasn't going quite as fast or in the direction I wanted, we're talking to children today. So let's put a little definition to that. What does that mean? What were you doing?
Well, currently at the time I was working for a restaurant, the hospitality industry, and I really enjoyed it, but I think I wasn't kind of getting as much out of it as I wanted to.
Fulfillment,
kind of the education. I got my degree in architecture, so I wasn't really using my education in the way I wanted to and things like that. And then I love teaching, so this was giving me an opportunity to kind of teach.
Well, so what you're doing now with a degree in architecture fits right in.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about your job now.
The program that I work for in American Youth Works is called Casa Verde Builders. And I've got a crew of about 13 members, volunteers that choose to like volunteer for 900 hours or 1700 hours. And we take a lot of land and we build a house from ground up. I mean, from ground all the way up, every single element of the house building we do. So.
And your responsibility includes teaching these young people how to do that. What kind of skills do they bring?
Exactly. You know, they come to me, some people come to me and they don't know how to like read a tape measure or even how to use a shovel correctly so it doesn't hurt their back or any of those things. So every step is kind of teaching them different skills, and every phase of construction is teaching them something new, which I really love because you get to see them kind of stumble the first couple of days, and then when they get it, they just kind of get that phase of construction and enjoy it. So
when you finish a house, who gets the house?
We sell our homes to first-time low-income home buyers in the Austin area, and our houses are built in a neighborhood that was usually not considered for home building, and we are kind of integrating those homes in those urban areas.
Okay. I know as a teacher, well, I don't want to bait you on this, what is the most fulfilling thing about your role now as a trainer?
Probably seeing people's, I'm sure a lot of people call it, the light bulbs go off. And then I love working with members throughout a course of a year and also seeing their confidence build up. It's amazing how at first, like, there's that kind of learning curve, and then some people just completely excel. And it's amazing to me that I could say, this is how we need to do it, and they actually understand what I'm saying by the end of the year. I think it's a really beautiful thing.
Talk to me a little bit. You know, we know that in group dynamics that things happen to people when they work in groups. Talk to me about the progression of things that happen to the young people that you work with over the course of a project.
Let's see. A lot of times you find people who get frustrated and don't want to continue on, and usually their peers step in and kind of encourage them to continue on and finish something that they're doing. Like right now we're doing drywall, and we have a lot of people who are getting frustrated because it's their first time, but we have other people kind of scooping them up and encouraging them to do it. I think because I do work with the same group of people throughout a course of year, or usually the same group of people, they find ways to kind of help each other. Like they become a family, which is really nice, and they all become best friends. And
lifelong friendships?
Oh, definitely.
You think?
I have friends when I was a member that are lifelong friends of mine. So.
That's good. Ever feel like bailing out?
At my job?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Screaming really loud, maybe,
yeah,
but never bailing
screaming
out.
Screaming
yeah.
is good every now and then. In your experience with AmeriCorps or in your life, is there someone that really stands out to you as a hero or a mentor or a life model?
probably my grandfather. Mm-hmm. He was all about service when he was younger, and he flew for the Royal Canadian Air Force. And then when he returned from World War II, he was working with the Parks and Wildlife up in Canada. And he was always a man of the outdoors and a man that kind of made things happen. And I don't know, service is always something we talked about, kind of giving back to the community.
So you spend a lot of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
real
he's
cool.
Not with us anymore, right, sure. But yeah.
How has this experience changed you in terms of self-image, confidence, your life?
Amazing. I don't know. Before I wasn't exactly, like I said, I wasn't in a place I was happy with. So my health was not very good. My attitude wasn't good. I was kind of, engaging in things that maybe weren't always in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. And being here and knowing that I have a purpose with this and knowing that, like, every day I have to kind of provide something for our members and mentor them and make things happen and provide that home to the home buyers when they buy it and make a quality home is really important.
Follow that up mm-hmm. with a piece of advice for the children who are watching us today. You're a role model. What would you tell them?
Definitely stay in school and kind of be aware of your impact on the life, impact on our environment, and impact on yourself when you're choosing things to do in the future.